KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Lifesaving South Africa says it remains concerned about drowning incidents in non-patrolled beaches in KZN. At least five drownings were reported on the south coast in the past 2 weeks. The latest involves 13-year-old Aman Khan, who's presumed to have drowned at a beach near Umzumbe last week. A search for the young boy's body is ongoing. Here's Lifesaving SA's Daya Sudath.
If people can get that kind of understanding, that if they go to a beach where the lifeguards are on duty, then their risks are minimized. If they do get into trouble, if they do get caught in a rip, lifeguards will be on hand to, you know, to swim out to them or get out in, you know, whether it's power craft or any other rescue boats and bring them back to safety. But if you're swimming in a remote area, who's going to help when you're in trouble? So that's the kind of messaging we want to get across to people.
An e-panic app to fight gender-based violence will be launched in KZN by the end of the month.
It will be a free app for women to simply just press the button, and then a warning will be given at the earliest possible time, and then they will be able to know and even provide a location of where the victim is actually sending the signal from. We'll be launching that in one of the universities before the State of the Province address.
Premier Tami Ntuli spoke in Mayville yesterday on the first of a two-day Provincial Council Against Crime strategic planning session. The new app follows a surge in GBV incidents in the province, with over 100 women being killed since last October. Ntuli believes the app will help bring hope to victims. He says the focus is on the youth, whom he believes are both the main perpetrators and victims of GBV.
Every person in the province of KwaZulu-Natal must be able to access that kind of app.
And abroad, Peruvian police say they've rescued 123 women and girls who are being sexually exploited by a powerful Venezuelan gang. Hundreds of police officers took part in the Friday night raid in the capital Lima, during which 23 alleged gang members were arrested. Three minor girls are among the hundreds that were rescued. Authorities say the perpetrators are part of a faction of Venezuela's biggest gang, which has been operating in Peru since 2021. And finally, Oratambo International Airport has retained its place as Africa's busiest airport. The official airline guide to global airline schedules for 2024 ranked it among the top 10 busiest airports in the Middle East and Africa. Airports Company South Africa reports that Oratambo handled over 12 million scheduled seats and 17 million passengers last year. Your top story this hour, Lifesaving South Africa says it remains concerned about drowning incidents in non-patrolled beaches in KZN. At least five drownings were reported on the south coast in the past 2 weeks, with the search ongoing for a 13-year-old boy. Find the latest local and international news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.